Sing Sing is a maximum security prison north of New York City. It hosted its very first film festival last week with the help of the Marshall Project. A jury of incarcerated men weighed the merits of a variety of criminal justice documentaries and picked a winner. NPR's Mark Rivers was there.
Corrections officials brought festival guests through several layers of security and into the campus's chapel, which that day served as a meet-and-greet area. Like any film festival, there were photo ops, knots of people wearing name tags talking excitedly, a table laden with refreshments. And if you didn't notice who was wearing green slacks, you might forget that some of those guests and participants were also incarcerated.
I've never been a part of like a film festival. I've never really seen it. Didn't really think it, you know, it was possible for people who grow up how we grow up.
That's Michael Hoffler. He's incarcerated at Sing Sing, and this was a big day for him. He served on the jury, along with four other men.
We don't even know how our names got thrown in it, but we just received call-outs, and they said, all right, y'all have been chosen to participate.
Could you have declined? Could you have said
yeah,
that?
No, you could have declined.
Okay.
But it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
That experience came to life largely through the efforts of the Marshall Project. They brought in a filmmaker to train the men on how to judge technical aspects, like storytelling and cinematography. And the men were encouraged to use their experiences with the criminal justice system to evaluate the film's authenticity.
Their words, their thoughts have value and it has weight. And I'm glad to be able to help bring that to the world.
Lawrence Bartley was a driving force behind the event. Bartley himself had been incarcerated at Sing Sing. After his release in 2018, he joined the Marshall Project, where he creates print and video journalism. He said the Sing Sing Film Festival shines a light on the thoughts and feelings of people society tends to undervalue.
They're human beings. They're human beings with hopes and dreams and wants just like everyone else.
One of the selected documentaries was For Our Children, which centers women seeking justice for their sons who had been victims of police brutality.
It's a call to action for all mothers to come together.
We laugh, we cry, we're going to continue to fight.
Sitting in Sing Sing's auditorium, Alex Aguilar, an alternate juror, said the film made him think about his childhood.
Like, I really grew up thinking like it was normal for police pick you up, take you out your car, search your car. If they want to, they could beat you up. People don't realize how that just makes you angry because you realize like you've gone through that.
Daughters, another of the documentaries, follows the lives of four young girls as they prepare for a father-daughter dance at a D.C. prison.
These girls just needed a way to invite their fathers into their lives on their own terms.
Watching the film, Michael Hoffler thought of his own children.
Being incarcerated don't absolve us of our responsibility as a parent. We did what we did, but we still have a responsibility to help raise these children that we left.
And for Jonathan Mills, at 61, the oldest of the jurors, his experience watching the films and discussing them with the other men showed him he still had room to grow, if only given the space.
For me, it's therapeutic and a little bit healing, and it helped me develop my better social skills, you know what I mean? Because I'm, you know, a key to myself, you know what I mean? If I don't really actually know you,
I'm not as charismatic.
And I realize that now.
The Sing Sing Festival was inspired by the first ever film festival for incarcerated men, held at San Quentin State Prison earlier this month. Rahsaan Thomas, known for co-hosting the award-winning podcast Ear Hustle, co-founded the San Quentin Festival.
What these programs do, they excuse for proximity. They bring people from different worlds together.
At Sing Sing, festival planners leaned into that proximity, giving guests, jurors, and other incarcerated men hours to mingle before the official program began. And during the program, some of those men took the chance to address top prison officials.
I think my question really is more for Commissioner Monticello.
That's one of the incarcerated men at Sing Sing, and he's directing his question about resources directly to Daniel Monticello, the commissioner of New York State's Corrections Department. Monticello stepped up to a mic and responded.
We got to figure out the staffing thing, because without that, we can't do all the things that we do. There's a lot of ideas out there, and I would say no on first blush to any of the ideas that are out there.
Finally, the big moment arrived. Lawrence Bartley did the honors.
The most relevant and the most deserving of the first ever Sing Sing Film Festival Award. Are y'all ready?
Contessa Gale's film, Songs from the Hole, received the top prize from the jury. She said her film, about an incarcerated musician processing his brother's death as well as his own past, belongs to the men of Sing Sing.
Every time that we've had a film festival screening on the outside, we've made sure whatever city we're in, that we're going to also bring the film into a prison. And to have the jury here be all comprised of incarcerated people and for them to, you know, honor us with the award means everything.
Juror Alonzo Miles says, although Songs from the Hole took the top prize, all the films provided equally vital portraits of a system that he knows well but doesn't define him.
These types of films are very important. There's no loser here today when it comes to these films. All of these films are winners when you look at them and understand them.
And as today's events showed, a little understanding can go a long way. Mark Rivers, NPR News.